Hi, this is Hidi Brin from France to North America and across the globe. Welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Question of the Day.
Well, hello and welcome. This is Jackie Almer and welcome to show 22 of the Q&A edition of the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. Now, show notes can be found at jackiealmer.com/QA022. And today's question is, how do I teach my team to build their business online like I do? First, here's today's sponsor. Wondering how to use the tools of social media to find prospects and build a team in your own backyard? Go to buildinglocalwithsocialmedia.com for details. So today's question came in by email by Marjorie, and the question is, how do I teach my team to build their business online like I do? And so Marjorie, thanks so much for the question, and here's the answer. And it is a great question because we know that duplication is the key to success. You know, it really truly is. It's the key to success in network marketing in general. And simple online skills can be duplicated. You know, and I struggled with how to do this for a long time when I first took my business to the internet. But what I ultimately learned is that duplication is a choice. Calling lead lists duplicates, but I don't like doing it. Working networking events duplicates, but it's not a great fit for me. Do you see how duplication really is a choice? So first and foremost, think of what you are doing right now to build your business online. How are you attracting leads? And then how are you reaching out to them and showing them the business and then getting them signed up? And then how are you getting them started? So what are you doing to build online? Go back to that and then develop a simple training for your team with this in mind, sharing with them exactly what it is that you do on a regular basis and how you go about doing it. And often if you can show them, it's even better. So for me, my whole business is built around these simple concepts: my blog, lead capture, marketing funnels, which equate to social media, content creation, and then back to marketing, which then takes me back around full circle to marketing funnels and social media. So let's talk about each one of those and see if this helps you put together a simple training for yourself and for your team. First of all, the blog. It's your hub of the universe. You can check the show notes for previous podcasts that I did on each one of these, from blogging, lead capture, marketing funnels, content creation. I've done podcasts on all of these, and over at jackiealmer.com/QA022, you will find links to those podcasts and you can listen into them. So you definitely want to do that for sure. Okay, so the blog is your hub of the universe. It's where all business really takes place, and it's where you want to take people back to through your marketing funnels so that you can begin to do business with them. Now, lead capture is the next piece of it. You've got to build the list, just like offline, right? Offline, we're taught to make a list. That's our working inventory. We make that list. We call those people. We contact. We invite. We present. That's our list. Online, you have to create a list too, and you do that through autoresponders and what's called a lead capture system. So in my podcast on building the list, you're going to learn some tricks on that as well, but that's an important part of it. Sending them to your blog is great, but you got to know that they were there, and you have to have someone to follow up with. Then come the marketing funnels. It's great to have a blog out there, but it's not like Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come. People have to know that you're out there. So how do you drive traffic to your blog so that you can ultimately get the opt-in, that is, get the person to give you their name and email address, maybe phone number or whatever else that you ask for? Then you can begin to build the relationship and sponsor them ultimately. How do you do that? Well, social media is a huge boost for doing that. What you want to do with social media, though, is first of all, not let yourself get overwhelmed. You want to focus on one or two social media sites or marketing funnels to begin with, and you can choose typically from the big seven of what those one or two are going to be. And the big seven would be Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube and video marketing, Google+, and LinkedIn. And you'll know as you learn and get to know each of these sites more thoroughly, you'll know a little bit more about how each one of them work. Now, I did put together what I call Simple Social Media. It's an ebook to teach you about each one of these, and you can find that over at jackiealmer.com www.thebrandingcompany.com/simplesocialmedia. And of course, that will be in the show notes as well. So you can hop over and learn a little bit more about that and learn how each of these social sites work. And then you can figure out the best one that's going to be right for you, your opportunity, and your products and services. Then the next piece of it, of course, is content creation. The internet is driven on content creation. When you go to Google or when you go to Pinterest or you go to YouTube, you're looking for something. That's content. What is returned to you in the search is some type of content. It's either a blog post or article, something that's in the written form, or it's a video that teaches you how to do something or educates you and informs you or entertains you in some way, or it's a photograph that educates you, or it's an audio, a webinar, a PDF, a free report, something like that. That is what content creation is. So you want to be creating content in the form of your blog posts, videos that you write, boards that you create on Pinterest, and different things like that. Then, after you've created content that you host on your blog, that's when you get out and you do the marketing of this content through social media. So you can follow me over at Twitter, at Jackie Almer, and on Facebook, jackiealmer.com/FB. You can follow me on those two sites to be sure to kind of get an idea, especially on Twitter. If you follow me on Twitter, you're going to see exactly how I go about marketing the content that I create. So when you see my tweets out there and you click on a number of them, you'll notice that they take people back to my blog, which takes them into some form of generic content that I've created to teach them how to do something focused around keywords, whether it's how to talk to people, good success language, scripting, how to use social media, how to use Twitter, how to build that list, how to talk to people about your network marketing business when you've already introduced another opportunity to them. Those are just different ideas of how I create content, I host it over on my blog, and then I market that content through social media. Social media then drives them back to my blog where they can learn more about the information that they're seeking and then learn more about me and then ultimately, ideally, opt in to know more about good training content, the products and coaching that I provide, or potentially working with me in my primary network marketing business. So that really is it in a nutshell. Now, I mentioned you can follow me on Twitter at Jackie Almer. You can also find me under Jackie Almer, lowercase, all run together, on all other social sites as well. In YouTube, you may need to put an L in between Jackie Almer because I'm actually youtube.com/Jackie L. Almer. Somebody has Jackie Almer, but there's nothing there. Anyway, so the best way we can teach is to share what we're doing and then focus on the ones who are willing to learn and model that and create that duplication. So thanks for the question, Marjorie. I hope that helps you and everyone else listening. You'll find the show notes over at jackiealmer.com/QA022, and good luck in your business. Do you have a question for the show? You can ask it over at jackiealmer.com/questions. Hey, and if you're looking for 8 easy steps to create and build your network marketing business online, then grab the free guide over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check.